hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Tuesday, and it's Bob Chapman Day with the International Forecaster. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. And if you would, Mr. Producer, post the names of our callers on the computer so I know who I'm talking to. And I'd like to thank Cliff for calling in. Let's go to Jeff Fisher. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Jeff Fisher. I'm not known to your show, but I am known to Greg Szymanski. First, I'm going to do a little plug for him, and then we'll go right to the show immediately. I want to talk about gold and silver and everything. It's very important, especially in today's market. The link, of course, was to arcticbeacon.citymaker.com/articles/article/ 151-8131/684-7.html. I just want to get
Jeff,
that
Jeff,
for you guys.
Jeff, there's nobody is going to be able to copy that when you say that fast. So
okay,
I
apologize.
No, that's okay. Hey, it's radio. Go ahead.
All right. I'll do it later then for you guys. Okay. First of all, right after Greg had done that article, I had a lot of people starting to send out emails regarding that specific article called Torture and Bay Point School and the theft of the 2000 election and how it led up to 9/11 and the Iraq War also. That's how Mark Foley got caught. See, Mark was involved, besides Bay Point School, the rape of over 35 boys, and it growing together about 20 kids, with Charlie Crist, who's now the governor of the state of Florida. They were also manipulating funds and everything with the help of the Rothschilds. That's what comes into the comment that was met earlier on the radio, which I heard, regarding the Rothschilds and the fixed prices right now. In 2003, Jacob Rothschild showed up with a couple of other Rothschilds to Boca Raton. They flew in to meet me and Emmy Ross. Emmy Ross was my first campaign manager. And they tried to bribe me. What they tried to bribe me with was three bars of gold. Three big bars of gold. When I asked them how much was it worth, they said it was probably worth, at that time, market value of over $16 million. The question is that was the market value, not the real value of what gold should be. First of all, I found out through a guy by the name of Jack Bell this last year in California. He tests gold all the time. He drills it, and he does his own little testing to see what it's mixed with. He's finding gold that's actually being melted and smelted with platinum, of all things.
So why would they be doing that?
Well, they're just trying to mix it up. Sometimes he finds copper instead. It's one way to cheat the customer out. And he has, in his case, he does all the jewelers markets in the Spring Street, Hill Street area of Los Angeles, and they're mainly Orientals, and they don't like being cheated out. So they come to him, and he only makes $40, $50, but he's happy with that. He used to have a big, huge company until the government started regulating him so many times and telling him he had to do this and that. You know, the whole regulation thing.
You mentioned the Orientals. It's interesting that the Orientals, they look at our 14-karat gold over here for jewelry and they laugh. They like 24-karat gold, and evidently the rest of the planet does also.
That's correct.
All
they
right.
don't like to be cheated.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back. I have got Robbie Noel standing by with the Chapman Deal of the Day, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob Chapman, have you heard anything like that from what Jeff was talking about them mixing the gold out there?
Well, I think that that is neutralized by Hallmark bars. And that's what hallmarking is all about, the reputation of the bar maker. And there's several different ones. There's probably lots more than that, but the major ones. And, you know, if a bar comes in and it's not hallmarked, what usually happens is they reprocess it. And not all the time, but very often they do.
And you're talking about resmelting and purifying the gold. But the
checking it, yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I didn't understand, I mean, why would you do platinum when platinum right now is selling? Why would you mix that with gold when platinum is selling for over almost $1,200 an ounce? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you know, people sometimes make mistakes. And so maybe somebody made a mistake on that group of bars or one bar or whatever it was by mixing it in, but that doesn't seem reasonable. Usually when something's mixed in, it's done deliberately and, you know, for cohesion. And, you know, you've got coins that are 99.9, they have something in there, to hold the coin, the gold together.
Right.
To give it more malleability or counteract the malleability, if you may. But that's why I have always, since 1960, I have always preferred coins over bullion, and that's one of the reasons. And I've owned coins that, you know, for 45 years, and I believe that they're a wonderful investment because I've made a lot of money off them.
I understand. We have Robbie Noel from the flip side, ladies and gentlemen, and that program follows this program, the National Intel Report, on RBN, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central Time. I figured out whatever time zone you're in, and that is also on 5.050. But it's kind of a little strange here, Robbie, because you're on my program today, but Jeff is actually going to be doing the program after mine.
Yes, it's Tuesday, John.
You've been listening. I guess we've coined the Bob Chapman packages for his Tuesday appearances on the National Intel Report. Robbie, what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, just following up on what that last caller said, I mean, it is obviously the reason why you want to stick with government issued gold coins, and it's whether it's the U.S. government or the British government or the Canadian government, what have you, buying coins that are from a official government mint. Obviously, you do away with the problem that the caller was talking about. Pretty much every coin that governments produce are all 22-karat gold, just simply because they add an alloy. Sometimes it's South Africa adds copper to the Krugerrands. The U.S. adds zinc. Some countries add tin. But that's to give gold strength, because gold is a very soft metal.
It's almost the same properties of lead, and we all know what lead. I mean, you can scratch it with your fingernail.
Yeah, but what people don't understand, people forget this all the time. Gold is not priced in purity. In other words, a 24-karat gold coin contains 1 ounce of gold. That's what you are paying for. You're paying for 1 ounce of gold. A 22-karat gold coin contains 1 ounce of gold. You are paying for 1 ounce of gold. The fact that it weighs more than an ounce has nothing to do with it. You're paying for 1 ounce of gold. And so, you know, when you start talking carats, 14 carat, 18 carat, 22, 24, that pertains to jewelry. Period. End of story. And obviously people seem very confused about this. Right now today, for instance, if you want to buy a Canadian maple leaf, which is a pure gold coin, an Australian kangaroo, which is a pure gold coin, or an American buffalo, which is a pure gold coin, you're going to pay exactly the same price as you're going to pay for an American gold eagle, which is 22 karat gold. So people have to understand, you're paying for ounces. You're not paying for purity in any way, shape, or form.
And regardless of what they put in there, and this is for durability. I think people...
Sure.
Yeah, I want to make that clear that, you know, you're still getting your 0.99999, however many digits they carry it out. You're getting that pure gold, but that coin itself, as you said, actually weighs more to get the full ounce of gold in that coin.
Sure, and obviously by sticking with government issued coins, you have a tacit guarantee of the gold content of that coin, because counterfeiting a gold coin, irrespective of what country it's from, it's tantamount to counterfeiting the country's currency. So you have those protections.
I understand. Now, Robbie, you have a Bob Chapman special that you are going to offer the listeners out there. And we had to play this close to the vest because this market is moving up.
Oh, sure. And how are you doing, Mr. Chapman?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and thank you for asking.
Before I mention the special, I'd just like to get your take on the action in gold on Friday. There's a lot of speculation that there was some skullduggery taking place in the gold pits on Friday, and people are torn between two camps, whether it was obviously the repercussions. I believe a hedge fund collapsed on Thursday night, which could have caused, that $13 decline in gold when everybody was expecting it to go the other way, or was it something else?
Well, we don't know, and perhaps we might know in time whether the hedge fund problem was at fault. But I don't think so, because if you look at the COT figures, you see another large increase in the shorts, and we have that in the gold section in Saadi's issue of the International Forecaster. And they've shorted in the last 3 weeks about 50,000 contracts, and that is highly unusual, that much over a short period of time. And I don't think that the commercials at the behest of the United States government are trying to drive gold down. I just think they're trying to keep it from going up, because I don't think they got the power to drive it down anymore. And you saw in the last 2 days we had plus days. We probably will go into tomorrow a plus day and probably make back what was knocked down. And the commercials at the behest of the U.S. government and the bullion houses, they'll pick another spot. They coordinate this. More than two people, you get a conspiracy, and that's exactly what it is. And they will hit it again and again and again, trying to impede its progress. And that's why I point out time after time after time, you should be a long-term investor in gold and silver-related assets, and don't these little kafflugeltees put you off track. You can't trade these things, because the market from time to time is being manipulated.
Well, that's a given fact. As for today's Bob Chapman special, and it really is a special, today you have, and let me just make sure I don't misquote myself, you had spot gold in New York close at $654.30. A half-ounce American Gold Eagle, just your regular bullion coin, today sells for $360. The Bob Chapman special today, and also as a thanks to all the Republic Trading Group listeners and everybody out there, this really is a special. We are going to offer 10, and this is a package. You're going to get 10 pre-1933 the original half dollar, the $10 Liberty, plus a year subscription to the Bob Chapman International Forecaster, shipped and delivered to your front door for exactly the same price that you would pay for just regular bullion coins. In other words, 10 $10 Liberties at $360. In other words, the whole package, $3,600. You get 10 $10 Liberties, in other words, 5 ounces of gold, plus you get the International Forecaster for a year. You can't beat that value. You can't beat that value. And to put your name down, we don't have many of these packages. I know you hear us say this all the time, but we don't have many of these packages just because of the volatility of the market. And I was able to secure a fair amount of these $10 Liberties earlier this morning. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And just a quick reminder, republictradinggroup.com is now a valid URL. If you enter that in, it will take you to Republic Trading Group, or you can access it through eaglesup.com, either way. And you will get the new and improved RepublicTradingGroup.com's website. And, yes, I have been working feverishly over getting that website up, even though, as you know, the host hasn't been feeling too well of late.
I was just going to say it's ironic that you use that that term, because actually you've been feverish for the last couple of days, Mr. Noel.
Yes, I have.
All right. 800-691-7898. If you call right now that number, you'll be talking to Mr. Robbie Noel on this limited Bob Chapman package. That's $360 a piece, folks. It's 5 ounces of gold. And you will get that for, you said $3,600, Robbie.
Delivered.
Delivered with the Bob Chapman newsletter for 1 year. Thank you, Mr. Noel.
Thank you, Mr. Stackmiller.
All righty.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let's go back to the phones, 800-313-9443 for my regularly scheduled Tuesday guest, Mr. Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster, Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, this is Tom. I heard that the Cougarans are real easy to counterfeit, to kind of stay away from them. Okay, now this special that you've got, these are, what you've got, it's $3,680 for 5 ounces. That's a $410 commission. What percentage of that is that on the markup over spot? Spot, it should be $3,270, and you're selling them for $3,680, right?
Now, I do believe that's what Robbie said.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What are you buying silver at? Now, I've been trying to sell silver all day long, and Ramada End is selling it for, now, they have a almost 50% commission. When you sell it, they'll pay you $8, and I think spots on silver is about $13. So what are you paying? No, Ramada Inn will pay $7. McBride's will pay $8. And Larry Spence,
yeah,
he's closed down. I couldn't find his shop. So what are you paying for silver?
That's a good question. I'd have to have Robbie Noel back on because they're our chief gold and silver traders. I do not know what they purchased it, say, today on spot. But you got to make the distinction of what is spot versus what it actually sells for.
Usually when they sell you, when a broker sells you this material, they'll say it's about 2-5% purchasing and about 2-5% selling, or 6% in and out. But it looks like it's over 50% in and out between purchasing and selling. Kind of scary, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for your call, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can have Mr. Noel address that on his own program. Yeah, there's been a lot of confusion, Bob, as to what is spot and who pays what to whom. These people that sell the major leading gold and silver houses that we deal with, they don't turn their profit, or they don't turn their product over for zero profit. Anything you can cast any light on that?
Well, it all depends on what you have in the form of silver. If you've got the family heirloom, knives, forks, and spoons, then you're talking somewheres below spot, perhaps maybe 50 or 60%. If you have deliverable bars, then you have another discount to spot. If you get silver bags, there's another discount to spot. I'm not up to speed on what the discounts are, but again, I think Robbie should really answer that question.
I think so. See if we can get him back.
I mean, we're not professionals in that end of the business. If they call Robbie and ask him, and then he can tell them why it's a better deal than they even think it is.
Well, we're going to try to attempt to get him back online because I know this question has been asked before, and I know people are confused about this. Because let me give you an example. There's always two invoices on a brand new car. When you go to a dealership, there's the invoice that's their invoice, and then there's the invoice that they show the public as to what the car's value is. Now, obviously, again, you're not going to have a car dealership stay in business if they're selling their vehicles for what they pay the manufacturer for. What they're going to show you is the invoice for the public sale. And, of course, they use a lot of different tricks to try to get the public in there and say that we're going to offer you this screaming deal. And I just saw an ad in a newspaper the other day, Bob. You want to talk about just absolutely a flim-flam job. Whereas these auto dealers got caught, actually, when people would go in and they would tell you, okay, well, we'll find you a good rate out there. And then you only discover that your discounts are only available if you do business with their hand-picked money people. And, then, of course, they play this little game with you. Okay, well, how much do you want to pay per month? Well, it doesn't matter what I want to pay per month. You tell me what you're selling that car for, and whether I go through your financing arm or whether I go get my own financing, it doesn't matter. You tell me what I'm supposed to be paying for that car. And this is a shell game that they play with people. Now, let me bring Robbie back up to answer this gentleman's question about spot versus what is actually sold out there. Robbie, we had an individual that called in and was talking about spot versus what retail is. And if you would, sir, clear up the confusion as to spot versus what's available at the public price.
Well, I guess the easiest way to explain it is the spot price. In other words, the price that's set in New York every day is a indication to industry in what to price their product at. It's exactly the same way if you look at what unleaded gasoline futures are selling for today. In other words, unleaded gasoline futures today in New York City are trading at around about $1.80 a gallon. Well, when you go to your gas station, you're not going to be paying $1.80 a gallon. In Arizona right now, you're going to be paying 60 cents above that. So that spot price that is quoted in New York is just an indication as to what gas stations are going to charge you. So there's nobody that buys gasoline at $1.82 a gallon unless, of course, you are speculating in the futures market.
All right, now hold on a second, Rob. We've got to take this break. 800-313-9443 is the talk-in number, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Chapman, international forecaster. And the question I'm going to have for you, Robbie, after we get back from break, I want you to answer this. The spot price, what are they paying the public when they actually buy the gold back? We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I appreciate you coming back up, Robbie.
No problem.
The question I had, again, if somebody were to call a gold and silver trader, what are they going to pay that person that wants to sell gold back to them?
Well, depending on what kind of gold it is, obviously not all gold is equal.
Sure.
But for instance, let's just stick with the basics. If you are selling back bullion, you will get whatever the spot price is. So for instance, today, if you were selling us a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, you'd get whatever spot is, which is $654.30. If you were selling us back a Kruger Rand, it's a crazy law out there, but it still pertains to the sanctions that were put on South African Kruger Rands back in the 80s, you get $5 less. In other words, you would get $650 for it. Gold, because of obviously, gold comes in many forms. There's premiums you pay for different products. In other words, obviously, just like anything else out there, different products have different premiums on them. We try to stick with the products that have the smallest premium. So the offer, for instance, just so folks know, the offer that we gave out for Bob Chapman, if you had to take the intrinsic value of the metal, you were dealing with, and if you disregarded the premium that you pay for obviously a coin issued 100 years ago, and you were just looking at what is the gold content of a $10 Liberty, if you just melted it down, you'd end up with $328 worth of pure gold. Now, obviously, because it's a coin, because it's obviously a coin that was minted prior to 1933, so it has antique value to it, you are paying a premium over the melt value of the coin, which is minuscule when you think about it, because it works out to, I think, about $30, which is, in other words, what does, and I'll give this to you bottom line, what does Republic Trading Group / Republic Broadcasting Network make profit-wise on a $10 Liberty? It's less than 5%. So you can, if you want to do the math for yourself, you'll see that we are making around about $18 a coin.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you coming back up, Robbie.
No problem.
And, again, the price for the Bob Chapman special today
is $3,600 delivered plus a year's free subscription to the Chapman newsletter. And even if you are a subscriber, you still get the subscription. You can give it to a family member or a friend or, you know, irritate the liberal that's sitting next to you or something.
All righty. And the caller misstated the price, and I did not write it down. Shame on me. It's not $3,680. It's $3,600, period, and that is delivered along with Bob Chapman's newsletter, The International Forecaster.
Thanks, Mr. Statmiller.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate you coming back.
Okay, man.
All right, let's go to Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Great show, and I think it's a real coup to have Bob Chapman every week. It's just a great lesson in finance and, you know, international relations and everything else. It's just wonderful.
Well, I appreciate him coming up because a lot of people have questions about the economy, how things are structured, who's moving what in what arenas, what's going on with the housing markets that I don't have time to track. And this gentleman, as you've heard him say before, gets up at 4 a.m. and he doesn't quit until 10 p.m. at night. So he's out there every single day gleaning the internets, using his contacts, bringing all this good information to people out there in order to make an informed choice. See, that's the problem we're having here. We have the mainstream medias with their go-go boys for Wall Street, their front men, and the true state of the economy and what's really going on. People can't make those decisions when they have that faulty information. That's why we have Mr. Chapman here every Tuesday.
Well, we all owe you two a great debt of gratitude for all the information. So here's my main question. The way things seem to be now in the country, we see a lot of independent dealers in the coins and, you know, for silver and gold. And right now it seems to be a rather unregulated market, mom-and-pop stores, and perhaps not a lot of reporting like the securities boys do. But my question is, if the economy were to worsen dramatically, and maybe even if there's a move to the Amero, we may see a big surge in gold. And at some point, Bob, do you see the possibility of the federal government making a move on all the unregistered coin dealers at some point, as far as maybe some executive orders with new licensing, more reporting? Because we all know that gold equals independence, and I think there'd be a big move to limit our options down the road if we want to try to move our gold and buy land or whatever.
Well, I think we can start off by saying a government does what it wants to do. And we saw that in 1933-34. And the government can do that again if they choose to do so. The recent rules are that if you purchase certain numismatic coins, they would be exempt, but that can change too. And yes, there's a possibility in the future that all coin dealers could be regulated. And the minute that happened, what would happen is that you would have one of the largest black markets of all time. And people would be in touch with one another who had coins, who wanted to be buyers and sellers. And the government couldn't do much about it unless they banned the holding of coins or even gold of any kind or silver of any kind and try to collect them. In 1933-34, the collection process was set upon a group of people who were far more law-abiding than they are today. They didn't have the communications that they have today. The world wasn't as emancipated as it is today. And my guess is that you would only probably get about one-third of people if coins were to be turned in. One-third would turn them in, the other two-thirds wouldn't. And I would expect the same thing would happen if they changed the rules on gun ownership. No matter what the penalty would be, you'd have the same response. Because you know next what comes after that, and that's tyranny, total tyranny. And so, to an extent, I believe that it's a moot point having things confiscated or regulated. There's always going to be a market. It doesn't have to be gold and silver. If you remember, after the Second World War in Europe, the big items were razor blades and chocolate and soap and toilet paper and on and on and on. So, you know, at different times there's a market for everything.
Can history teach us what particular warning signs we can be kind of watching for?
Yeah, you're seeing them right now in the United States of America.
Like
that's
such
fascism and total tyrannical government by a man who thinks he's an emperor. That's what you're getting.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate your call. Gary in Tennessee, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Yes, how are you doing? I'm Dr. Gary. I have a Ph.D. in truth and knowledge that I gained from RBN University located in Round Rock, Texas.
I appreciate that very much.
I heard Bob Chapman the first time, I think, in 1999, right before Y2K, and he had two pieces of advice. He says, if you're a rich man, buy gold and silver, an assault rifle and 4,000 rounds of ammunition and 430-round clips. And if you're a poor man, buy the assault rifle, 4,000 rounds of ammunition and 430-round clips. I was a poor man, but I bought two assault rifles, 10,000 rounds of ammunition, but I also splurged. I bought 50 feet of 3/4-inch fine hemp rope with a knot similar to the one they put around Saddam Hussein's neck. And I bought, laid in a food supply that I could probably go for 3 years. Now, my question for Mr. Chapman, I got my Social Security check through the mail just a few days ago. And that was a little card. They took it upon themselves to sign me up for Medicare and Medicaid. And they said, congratulations, basically. We gave you a 3.5% increase. And you have 60 days to respond to this in writing if you disagree. Now, based on the fact that most of my money, every month I go to town once a month, and I get my provisions for the month. And when I come home, in the last 4 years that I've been on Social Security, I had to do an early retirement, I spend most of my money on electricity, propane, food, rent, and medical. Now, I know damn well that those costs have gone up more than 3.5% because in the last 4 years I come home and I count that little bit of change I got left over from doing the 30-day supply run, and it's getting smaller and smaller all the time. And I've Googled my fingers raw trying to find out what the poverty level is for a single person age 65, and I also can't find what the dollar devaluation has been in the last 4 years on a yearly basis, and you know what I'm saying? money, and then I can't find a source to tell me the increase percentage-wise on electricity or energy, let's say, electricity and propane, food and medical. Where do I get this information? Because I got no basis to really, other than my opinion, to go to these people and write a letter. I need to have hard facts, figures, quotes.
All right, Gary, let him answer your question. Bob?
Well, first of all, no matter how hard or how many letters you write, it's not going to do any good because they don't care. And the increase in Social Security is nowhere near the real increase in inflation. And we all know that. And so we're all being cheated. Everybody who has a pension is being cheated. And everybody who gets a pension in the future will be cheated. One time I figured out I'd have to live to be 120 to get the money back that I had put into Social Security. I started paying in when I was 14 years old, and I ended paying in when I was 65. And so you're not going to be able to impress them. You're not going to be able to change that. It might make you feel good to send them a letter. It might be better to send a letter to everybody in Congress and let them know that inflation isn't what they say it is or what the government says it is, and so we're getting shortchanged on Social Security.
What is your best guess on dollar devaluations, just say in the last 12 months, 5%?
No. No, the dollar devaluation has been the euro has been about 6% in the last year. But, of course, that varies every day. The dollar index, I don't know what the percentage is, although I track it every day. I just don't have it in front of me. That's six other currencies versus the dollar, the euro being 50% of that and the pound being 20% of that, and then other currencies. And I think a realistic figure to really be super conservative, I think that there's been a 25% plus loss just in the last 4 years in buying power.
How much lower can this go?
It can go on until it's worthless.
Well, it's just about there.
And that's, again, and what's very unique here, about a year and a half to a year and three quarters ago, gold broke out against all currencies, including the Swiss franc. So people who hold currencies are going to be perpetual losers. Now, I know you need currencies to do business and so on and so forth, but the monies that you have to go into gold and related silver-related assets if they're savings of some sort or another. One of the reasons young people under 40 years old will say, maybe under 50, they don't save anything anymore because they know that their currency is being eaten up by inflation. And so they're never going to save anything until the thing collapses. And then they all figure they'll all walk away from their debts.
If people, I am amazed by this, that we have a rate of inflation and people are still, I just saw an ad the other day, buy government bonds. Now, why would you want to buy a government bond if it's being eaten up by inflation, Bob?
Well, because you want to be able to hold guaranteed certificates of confiscation.
I'd never heard it quite put that way.
Now, I must admit, that is not my phrase. That was a phrase from a man whom I held in great respect. He's since deceased many years, and his name was Franz Pick. And during the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, he was one of the most respected economists in the world, and that was his term. Bonds are certificates of guaranteed confiscation.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it, Gary. We got to take a break here in a couple of minutes. Bob, what else was in your newsletter that I wasn't able to read today?
Well, the fact that Hotmail won't deliver it. it's even too hot for Hotmail. But anyway, I think that, let's see, we've covered gold and silver pretty good here today. I think we could look at the budget, astounding figures. I mean, if you're a warmonger, you're really happy about it. If you're normal and not mentally depraved, you're very upset about it. The budget was, I put it in these terms, an example of government redistribution of wealth from taxpayers to the defense contractors and from the into the middle from the middle class to the financial ruling class. Never in the last, even through the Second World War, did we ever have monstrous, utterly monstrous spending on defense like we have today.
Well, and Congress, I understand, just upped the ante for, well, we need more money to fight the war on terrorism. They've gotten their troops over there, more troops that they needed. We'll discuss that for a couple of minutes and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, we're back. Remaining few minutes of this edition of the National Intel Report. with Bob Chapman. Bob, your parting shots here for today's program.
I think that as far as the budget is concerned and the percentages that in that budget are for defense, I think the figures are so giant that the average person just cannot comprehend them. You know, you put together the cash flow cost of the budget. They don't talk about the off-budget items nor the usage of Social Security and Medicare surpluses. The numbers are much higher. And then you look at the off-budget numbers, and they're $71 trillion, and that's conservative. People just walk away and say, I don't want to know about it. They will know about it sooner or later because it's going to all come home to roost. But when you have $750 billion spent on defense in a budget, there's something dramatically wrong with the leadership in your country. And it just isn't the lunatic in the White House along with the neocon lunatics he's in league with. It's our Congress. They refuse to do anything. And so I think we're in quite a situation. And I will say in parting that I believe that terrorism is the biggest scam of all time.
False flag terrorism, we've seen it. We've seen this repeatedly. Supposedly, we were supposed to get out of Iraq. They're trying to expand this. They're trying everything in a book, Bob, to try to bring Iran into this deal. We've got a lot of money invested over there. Of course, that's going into private contractors' hands. That money is being paid out to mercenaries because they really aren't controlled under military justice or evidently even our own court systems. All they have to do is then fire the contractor, brush their hands off, and say problem fixed. But they're continuing to dump money into our foray into the Middle East, where this is actually causing instability. Who are they trying to satisfy with spending all this money through the military-industrial complex and through all these private contractors?
Well, they're trying to enrich further their friends. And this is exactly what's been going on. And they have created a new SS in this mercenary corps. These people are getting paid $100,000 to $250,000 a year, depending upon what their specialty is. That is an outrageous amount of money. Now, they may not think so because they may get killed. Well, that may be true. But policemen are in the line of fire every day just by walking down the street, and they start at $25,000 a year, and some of them make as much as $70,000. And if you're in a supervisory role, it's higher than that. But the point is that we've got 170,000 troops. We've got 50,000 mercenaries. We have 100,000 contractors. We have 100,000 different companies all getting in the largesse. They're all simply screwing the government. Everybody's stealing. And there's no end to it. And this could go on for years and years and years.
It's fascinating to me, all the people, and I'd seen a lot of people when we fired up part two of what Daddy Bush started back in the early 90s, and they were telling all the Fortune 500 companies, well, it's going to be security issues, so jump on board, there's a lot of money to be made. Mr. Chapman, I appreciate it, sir, as always on this Tuesday. We'll look forward to receiving your newsletter. We'll get that unblocked, and we'll see you back here on the National Intel Report on next Tuesday's program.
I'll be very happy to be here.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, be with us tomorrow for another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.